considering the injuries you have at running back, how do you like the production you got on the running game, and particularly with Ty?
Ty did a nice job. When you turn the tape on, you see him breaking tackles. You see him doing a really nice job. When we talk about being fundamentally sound with his aiming points, his footwork, his vision was excellent, played with really good balance, broke tackles, as I mentioned, and finished moving forward. So it was really positive. We just have to continue to build on it now.
What kind of a shot in the arm would it give you if James could possibly return this week, or maybe it's next week, whatever it is, but a real proven running back?
Well, it's always good to have depth, and certainly James has the experience, so it certainly helps. But obviously, we'll see how the week goes, and I'm sure Coach McCarthy will give you an update on that from a injury standpoint.
Hesitant to give Jackson, a few more carries until that pads off his hand.
Yeah, he did some pretty good things. When you go back and you look at some of the other runs that he had, it was positive. So he did some pretty good things. It's just more opportunities and making the most of those opportunities. I think all of our players would like to see that as far as just continue to make the most of the opportunities and being consistent. That's really what it boils down to, being consistent when we have those opportunities.
Could Montgomery, if you gave him 20 carries, could he handle it?
I think, obviously this past week, he was on a play count. So certainly going into the week, we already had a plan in place and we wanted to stay consistent with that. But obviously, this going into this week, I think Coach McCarthy will make a decision on that moving forward after you speak with our trainers and doctors.
Ed, Janice has gotten over 100 snaps the last two games. What are you seeing from him in those opportunities? Is he doing enough?
He is. It's been positive. Obviously, you look at the play this past game yesterday. Certainly, that's one that we would like to see, and I'm sure he would say the exact same thing as far as make that play. That's goes back to when we talk about a playmaking opportunity that would certainly fit in that category, and that's one that we expect him to come down with. But he has certainly improving over the course of the season, and we have to continue to improve. Obviously, we're at the midway point, and there's a lot of football to be played. So as a whole, not just with Jeff Janis, but with our entire offense, we got to continue to improve on a week-to-week basis and make the most of our opportunities.
Your passing attack looked so sharp last couple of weeks. What did Indy do for the first 15 minutes to hold that in check?
I kind of go back and look at, you're not focusing so much on what they did. It's more about what we did. And that's, again, being fundamentally sound and being consistent in executing. And that's really the bottom line. Certainly from a preparation standpoint, we knew what they were going to do coming into the game, and we saw those type looks, those type coverages. But we just got to be more fundamentally sound and make the most of those, those opportunities.
Is it frustrating that you're 8 weeks into this thing and you're still talking about fundamentals and consistency on an offense that's played up thousands of snaps together?
No, because you got to continue to emphasize it. When you step out on that practice field, you got to continue to work at it. That's something that, it's all about creating a habit, and that's something our guys fully understand that we got to do. And we're not quite where we need to be just yet, but we're certainly moving in the right directions. The more we continue to, be more fundamentally sound, we'll be more consistent. And again, I go back to that. That's really what it's all about. You want to be consistent.
Edgar, you talk about fundamentals more than anybody on the planet, I think.
Because you do what you emphasize.
So what fundamentals are good enough right now?
I think as a whole, you look at it from a number of different areas. You can look at it from a run game standpoint, from a pass game standpoint. There are certain things we look at as far as when we talk about Packer football. And, you go back and you look at this pass game, breaking tackles. We could have did a better job in that category. We only had maybe 6 or 7 broken tackles. We expect more. We expect to be able to, win those one-on-one situations and break more tackles and advance the football and create explosive games from that standpoint. So, that would be one example when we talk about, being fundamentally sound, breaking tackles. How do we break tackles? You're splitting two defenders. You're attacking the point of the triangle. You're getting the ball north and south. You're being violent on the boundary, little things like that.
You Having coached wide receivers, you know this better than anybody. Mike was talking this morning about the importance when you're facing a lot of man coverage of how you create that separation and get open at the top of your route. Is that a fundamental, and how do you think your guys are faring in that department?
It is part of the fundamentals. That will probably fit more into the breakpoint standpoint. And again, you know, we just got to be more consistent. From a release standpoint, stem standpoint, breakpoint, we just got to be more consistent. And I think our guys, you know, are moving in that direction because you see it. We just got to be more consistent at it.
Throughout the season, we've seen the offense sort of take on a couple different forms or game plans, whether it's throwing, you know, 50 times or trying to establish the run more, things like that. But Coach McCarthy has talked about how the defense is playing. You guys are basically rolling out the same pattern or essentially the same style week after week. So when you guys have to keep changing but they stay the same, is that an indication of not being able to find something to solve the common element that defenses are using?
No, I wouldn't look at it that way. I go back to what we do and being consistent at what we do. And again, you go back to when you talk about an identity, you know, well, the number one thing that we take great pride in and we got to continue to improve on is protecting the football. You know, that has been and will be, and we will continue to emphasize it because it's a big part of who we are and what we do. We protect the football. The second part of it is the big play production. Well, you go back and you look at this past game and coming out of the game, we had 8 explosive games, and we probably missed on 7 other opportunities. So when you kind of look at it from that standpoint, protecting the football, big play production, and breaking tackles, obviously we didn't hit the mark in some of those areas. And so we kind of look at it from that standpoint. It's really more about who we are and what we do and how we go about doing it each and every week. And, again, it always goes back to being consistent in execution.